Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Great day at the ballpark. I could have gone for a little more warmth.
Yeah.
I will say. Could have gone for a couple of more runs probably from the good guys. And maybe lesser weights for food. And stuff at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I'm always reminded because basically the last few years, I've had the ballpark to myself. I go there a lot and there's just not that many people there. But on the big ones, like yesterday when they have 40,000 fans for opening day, I don't know what it is, man, but the lines at that ballpark and getting anything, it takes a really long time.
So a few notes on that. Yeah, I could have used a couple different things with the game itself, like less hits maybe for Pittsburgh. They had like 15. And those are the kind of games that Mike Rizzo, who you and I have gotten to know over the years, and Davey Martinez, too, by extension, they don't love. Not because the other team wrapped out a bunch of hits. Game a little sloppy, right? You end up no errors for the Nationals, but Eddie Rosario kind of like conducting science experiments a couple times in left field. Trey Lipscomb on some fairly routine plays, throwing it three quarters of the way to first base, bailed out by some good picks by Meneses and company. Not a clean ball game for the Nationals. And those are the kind of ones that grind Rizzo's gears there. But in terms of the stadium experience, we were there in section 106 by the red box, kind of hanging out after our show, watching opening day, having a fun time. And so the line's close to us, understandable because it's right by that center field gate and really that left center field gate too, right? So those are the two main entrances that the most number of people go in typically when they come to Nats Park, because right? That's where the metro is, that's where it lets out, and that's where people go. So the lines right there for all the food stands were really, really long, and they stayed long pregame, first couple innings, etc. So I was like, well, let me just see. Just because I'm kind of doing inventory here, right? I walked around the whole ballpark just to look, right? A, to get some steps in because I'd already eaten something kind of fatty. And B, just to examine the situation. I walked everywhere you could walk in the ballpark. Said hi to a bunch of listeners. Great. Everyone's vibe was great. Everyone was having a nice time. There was not a single place that provided foodstuffs, from a kiosk to a stand to a regular concession stand, etc., that didn't have an enormous line that wasn't moving, people at the back basically just going, screw it, and then taking off, and either going back to their seats or trying something else. I'm not smart enough to know what the fix is. I don't know the answer. I don't.
I got the fix for you. It's going to be fixed for the next home game. The fix is 40,000 people becoming about 10,000 to 15,000 people, and that's going to be the case more often than not. So it'll be the last time this season, probably, that I have to deal or you have to deal with it.
You may be right, but that's not a fix to me. That's a thank goodness we don't have to deal with people wanting to come to the game anymore.
Yeah, when they're playing another October game, I don't know. I mean, it's not like they have fewer employees or something, but yeah, it is definitely, with the new rules especially, a real problem's probably too strong, but it's something they got to start considering, because when you leave to go get your hot dog or your food and there's a line and it's slow to moving, you miss 2.5 innings with the new pace of play. Just eating to come back and sit down to watch more baseball.
Yeah, and Ryan brought this up before the show, and I think he's totally right. They don't have a hot dog vendor going around, whereas most ballparks do. It's you can get plenty of alcohol, plenty of like this mixed vodka drink, crushed ice on this thing, which is cool, I suppose, if that's what you're into. But there's no hot dog guy going around. I would have opted for that 50 times over, probably.
Yeah, Ryan brought that up, and I have not thought of that. I think he's on this. I think he's right. It's been a while since I've seen. You go to Camden Yards or pretty much any other ballpark, it's part of the noise of the game is hot dogs, get your hot dogs here. You know, they got peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, they got a million guys in the concourse yelling about a different beer or a seltzer or something like that. So mobile ordering didn't exist, I guess, or they're not doing it, or something else happened.
Now, I will say, maybe I was wrong about that. Because the mobile ordering thing I used a lot last year. Yesterday, I was like, oh, I would love mobile ordering. But I haven't been a big fan of that. And this is not a Nats problem. This is just anywhere. You know, they put 100 boxes out with food, and then you go up and you grab it, and your fries are soggy, and I'm sure they care about the quality of get up there, order, they serve it to you right then and there, and it's a much better experience. So maybe that's why they got rid of the mobile ordering. But it was a great benefit on a day like yesterday, where at least you could just walk up in the concourse and someone, you know, and just hands you the box and you show them your QR code and it's over, rather than the 40-minute wait to get food.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know how to fix stuff. I know, like, I'm the kind of person I can go sit at a traffic light and watch the other lanes go for, like, 3-4 minutes and go, I don't know how to fix that to optimize traffic patterns, but I know this sucks. I can kind of tell you that. That's how it felt like. I'll tell you this. If I was a casual fan, you and I are not. We're in a weird category. We host sports radio shows. So you might think that we care maybe more than the average Joe. But if I'm a casual fan and I spent almost $27 on a burger and fries that I waited 40 minutes for and missed 2 innings of baseball, that's not a good experience. I'm not likely to want to just sign up for that again, you know, after I paid for my ticket and went to this experience. And again, it sounds like we're piling on, you know, the workers, and I'm not. It's not one person who's like, you know, not sprinting back and forth, fulfilling every fry order. But that's systemic. When every line in the entire place was really, really long and not moving, there's something bigger going on than one stand was slow or one credit card machine wasn't working or something like that. I think a lot of people had a tough experience.
Yeah, we were hearing from a lot of listeners about it yesterday, but we never know what's going on behind the scenes, where after the fact you'll hear, oh, well, our machines were down for 20 minutes and it backed it up all day, or, you know, whatever the case was. Mm-hmm. But by and large, I will say the fact that there were 40,000 people there is a really good thing. They sold the joint out. It's been a while since I got those vibes while at a Nats game.
Yeah.
The weather especially was not pretty. It wasn't great. It rained for most of the morning. They didn't take batting practice. It was chilly. Like, it wasn't warm by any means. Mm-hmm. You had a jacket or coat up while you were there, and as the game went on, it got a little more cold. So it wasn't like they got some beautiful, pristine, you know, Chamber of Commerce postcard day. They had to deal with weather and hope that people showed up, and they did, and it was a good day to be at the ballpark by and large.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.